Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week marks the anniversary of Benedict Arnold's birthday. He was born January 14th, so happy birthday, I guess, to you, sir. For those of you outside of America and maybe the UK also, I don't know what his reputation is like over there. Benedict Arnold is considered like one of the most, probably the second most treacherous man in history. He betrayed America and during our fledgling days and everything. And I mean, really, really second only to Judas when it comes to being skeezy and underhanded and betraying. I mean, he had his reasons, I guess. I don't know. But to celebrate, honor, I guess, lack of a better word, his birthday, we are going to look at Betrayal. Betrayal is a super weird thing. It is one of the hardest things to pull off in fiction, yet something that is so common in the real world, and it's just really strange the way it all works out. We'll dive into it a little bit more later on in the week. It's just absolutely crazy. But, you know, in fiction, it is something when used properly makes for some great storytelling. And so today we're going to look at some of the best betrayals in video games. They're everywhere. There's lots of them. So you just hang on and we will see what happens. Like I said, a good game will build up somebody and help you establish whether or not if they're trustworthy or if they're not, or if maybe they are and then they turn out to not be. You know, some of the great examples of it are Modern Warfare 2, which I consider the last great Call of Duty. And that's when General Shepard shows up and he is all of a sudden, he's part of the Russian scheme. He's taking down Roach and Ghost, and that moment there at the end where he betrays you, you're just, I was shocked. I thought it was one of the best pieces of storytelling in a first-person shooter, and it just blew me away. I adored it, and like I said, that's why I think Modern Warfare 2 is one of the last good Call of Duty games. Another great, phenomenal, probably outside of Halo, my favorite other first-person shooter is Far Cry 3. And I guess I should say, I should have said it already, but spoilers. This week is filled with spoilers. So listen at your own peril, I guess? Yeah. Far Cry 3, Citra, who is Vaas's sister, as you go through, she helps train you to be this awesome warrior, and she helps build you up and learn new skills and do all these things. And then when you get to the very end of the game, you have two choices. Either, hey, I'm saving my friends, or, oh, I'm going to stay here with you and help gain the regime. Either way, you die. Like, either she just straight up murders you, or she has sex with you and straight up murders you. It's crazy and intense, but you spend, you know, 20, 30, 40 hours with this woman and trying to see her side of things and being part of her cause and, you know, kind of buying into it, really. And it just, stabs you in the chest at the end. There's a lot of other stuff we go into there, but it was a big betrayal, and it hurt. Like, it really did. For a game that those siblings made, you know, once you defeat Vaas, I don't really care about the game after that until you get to the very end and she takes you down. All the GTA games have somebody that betrays you. It's just how they are. It's part of the thing. But probably the biggest one was Lance Vance in Vice City. He, you know, kind of built you up and then just tore you down and went behind your back and did all that stuff. I'm hard-pressed to think of a GTA game that didn't have some level of betrayal. But, like I said, Lance Vance probably handled it the best. And he had the dance. And his name was Lance. What a chance. I don't know. I'm running out of words to rhyme there. Another one that really just, like, tugged on the hearts and threw me for a loop was Atlas at the end of BioShock. You know, you're going through and you're doing all this stuff, doing all these missions, trying to help this guy out. And then you find out that Atlas has been controlling you the whole time and making you do all these horrible, horrible things that you just hate yourself. And all this time that you devoted to this game suddenly has betrayed you. And in a wonderful way. I mean, a good betrayal makes you question the last X amount of hours of experience of your life. I know another one that really got me was Edgar Ross in Red Dead Redemption. I feel like Red Dead Redemption 2 is new enough that not everybody's beat it. I haven't beat it, and I've already seen some crazy stuff in it. Yeah, I've been playing it a little bit more. But in the first Red Dead, Edgar Ross is the guy that comes to you, and it's like, hey, you track down your old gang, you and your family are good to go. So you go through the game, and all the crazy shenanigans ensue. And you're sitting there. At the end, you're there with your wife and kid, and you did it, you know, happily ever after. It's a beautiful moment. It's wonderful. And then Edgar Ross shows up and betrays you, and he and his men just sit there and gun you down. Now, luckily, afterwards, there's a little scene where you get your redemption, Red Dead redemption, on him and sneak up on him while he's fishing, call him out, shoot him down. And as much as his betrayal just ripped out my heart, getting revenge on him was one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had in a video game. And I loved it. So that's one thing about betrayal is if you get your revenge, it's awesome. Another great one is Wheatley from Portal 2. You have this weird kind of timid character going through the whole game. And then all of a sudden they get some power and out of control. Absolutely out of control. To the point where they're willing to just throw you under the bus and be done with you. And they don't care anything about you. I'm not going to say anything, but enough where you're expendable. God of War. I mean, the whole premise of that game is that the ancient gods promised you something and then tricked you into killing your own family and took back their promise, and you're just out of luck at that point. So you just decide to go on this whole big killy-killy, stabby-stabby mission and destroy all the old gods. And it's a lot of fun, a good little hack and slash. Although one of the ones that, you know, surprised me the most in video gaming, and when I say surprise, I don't mean like the twist was so shocking like some of these, but a game that has no right to have a good story that you just pick up and play and have fun with, Thug, Tony Hawk Underground. And in the first one, you have Eric Sparrow, who is your buddy you hang out with, and, you know, you both move up the ranks to become famous skateboarders. But the whole time, he's going behind your back, stealing your footage, deleting your footage, selling you out to sponsors, just doing whatever it takes to make him the number one, the center of attention. And, oh, I hated that character. There's very few characters I hate more in video games than him. And that betrayal, like, just hit hard, because I love the Tony Hawk games. I play them just because they are mindless fun and you just go on, do your tricks. But they introduce this storyline and this dude's messing up me doing my cool tricks, like my flip over a helicopter. And yeah, but it was handled really well. And as much as that one hurt, though, the last one we're going to talk about, probably the one that really deep down hurt me the most, is because you still don't know if it's a betrayal or if it's a double agent, triple agent, quadruple agent, whatever. And that's going to be Lucy from Assassin's Creed. She helped you a lot, but there's a lot of things going on that she may have still been working for the Templars. And I love Kristen Bell, and I loved Lucy. And when things went down, you know, in Brotherhood and Revelations and everything, I don't know where I stand. I don't know where she stands. And that's confusing and annoying, but in a great way. So either that's a great betrayal or a great loss. I don't know. Let me know, what are some of your favorite betrayals in video games? You can listen in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Just look for the Night Nerd. We're also on YouTube. Got a little bit ahead of myself there. Sorry. Just look for us. We'd love to hear from you. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. If you're in Lubbock here next month, the last weekend of February, we're going to be at LubbockCon, part of DC Animated Adventures. We're going to be doing some live commentary. We're going to be doing lots of fun stuff, interviews, panels, everything. Please come check us out. It'll be good times. We'll have some prizes and stuff. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening. My name is Lance, and we will see you next time.